नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 30th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 13।
कंडो प्रमलोचया लब्धा कन्या कमललोचना ताम चाप विद्धं जग्रहूर भुरुहा नृपनंदनः। कंडो प्रमलोचया लब्धा कन्या कमललोचना ताम चाप विद्धिं जग्रहूर भुरुहा नृपनंदनः।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। ओ सन्स ऑफ किंग प्रचनाभारी सिद्ध हेवेनली सोसाइटी गर्ल नेम प्रमलोचा केप्ट द लोटस हाइट डॉटर ऑफ कंडु इन द केयर ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट ट्रीज। देन शी वेंट बैक टू द हेवेनली प्लानेट। दिस डॉटर वॉज बॉर्न बाय द कपलिंग ऑफ द अप्सरा नेम प्रमलोचा विद द सेज कंडु। परपोर्ट। Whenever a great sage undergoes severe austerities for material power, the king of heaven, Indra, becomes very envious. All the demigods have responsible posts for the management of universal affairs and are very highly qualified with pious activities. Although they are ordinary living entities, they are nonetheless able to attain responsible posts like Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra and Varuna. As is the nature of this material world, the king of heaven Indra is very anxious if a great sage undergoes severe austerities. The whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of his neighbors. Every businessman is afraid of his associates because this material world is the field of activities for all kinds of envious people who have come here to compete with the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus Indra was very much afraid of the severe austerities performed by the great sage Kandu, and he sent Pramalocha to break his vows and austerities. A similar incident took place in the case of Vishwamitra Muni. From other incidents of the Shastras, it appears that Indra has always been envious. When King Prithu was celebrating various sacrifices outdoing Indra, Indra became very envious and he disturbed King Prithu's sacrifice. This has already been discussed in previous chapters. King Indra became successful in breaking the vow of the great sage Kandu, who became attracted by the beauty of the heavenly society girl Pramalocha and begot a female child. This child is described herein as a lotus-eyed and very beautiful. Being thus successful in her mission, Pramalocha returned to the heavenly planets, leaving the newborn child to the care of the trees. Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her.